Bill Bendrick.
You know, he is just such a patriot. We talk about the greatest generation. Lift you up
and guide you on your way. I'm dying. I mean, everybody is. But
We were having a family dinner, celebrating my wife's birthday and my son's birthday.
George Bush doesn't care about
douchebags like Joe Biden.
World-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast to 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about and where truth is our bitch. And on this show, we go beyond the guests, the host, the callers. We go beyond it all. We take you through that looking glass. We take you through the wall of dimension. And we look at the whole thing a different way. Now, don't ask anybody in radio about it. They won't be able to explain it. But you can certainly go to our website, philhenryshow.com, if you want to know what our radio show is about. And you need to go to our website if you want to know what our radio show is about. philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. You got hours and 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 hours of archived material from the greatest radio show on earth. You also have live streaming video and live streaming audio. And hold on, bud. I got to turn this thing off, which I asked you to turn off.
Oh, it's a fan.
Yeah, I know it's the fan. That's what I'm turning off, man.
Why?
Because I don't want the noise coming under the microphone. In any event, we've got our live video cast and our live audio feed every night. You can download our show via iTunes each and every day. You can download our mini podcasts, which are smaller versions of our nightly show. And then you can also get a hold of free our classic Phil podcasts, which are classic segments from our archives. This week, we've already featured Get In There and Make Me Some Bean Dip, which was a Vernon Dozier hour. Last week, we have All You Can Eat Negro, as well as Plane Go Boom. That's all on our website, philhenryshow.com. Doug Danger is going to be joining us here to discuss gay marriage and civil unions. Plus, a man is arrested for restaurant rage, and an American Idol winner tries to kill herself. And why not? I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger is actually a entertainment reporter, has done an awful lot of reporting on the entertainment news, at least. And, of course, we are talking a little bit about politics here tonight. Doug, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you.
Did you hear about this American Idol, this young lady?
Yes, I did. It's a very bizarre story. Fantasia is her name, and we'll get into a little bit more of why it is she did what she did. I'm going to be writing a column about it. But yes, you're absolutely right. It's a very tragic story.
All right. Let's talk about the Proposition 8, the striking down of Prop 8. Now, I know that you are you're a gay man and a gay journalist, and you don't usually like to write about gay politics, though, because it's very limiting.
Well, I think it's very limiting. I don't want anyone thinking that because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm very proud of the fact that I am gay and a gay journalist. But I don't want anyone thinking, well, let's go to Doug Danger because he writes about gay stuff. And I think that a lot of writers do get, pushed into a corner that way, whether they are a black writer, let's say, well, let's have him do the urban beat, or whether they're an Asian writer. Ben Fong Torres, who is a very good friend of mine, is Asian, obviously Asian-American, and yet Ben Fong Torres was able to carve a niche for himself as one of the best rock and roll writers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in America. That's always been my kind of my model, Ben Fong Torres. You can look at the guy and say, man, he's about as Chinese as just about anybody you see walking down the Great Wall of China, some guy carrying some water buckets up from the river, and yet he's an American, and he's writing about rock and roll. Now, that's amazing to me.
And why is that amazing?
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, you don't usually see a Chinese guy writing about rock and roll. How many Chinese guys do you see in groups? Yeah. You don't see any. There are no Chinese guys in any rock and roll band in America. I mean, we got black guys, we got white guys.
Well, I wouldn't say that, man. I just haven't even really scoped out bands to see what exactly. Linkin Park, I think Linkin Park, their DJ is Asian. If I thought about it, I'm sure I could come up with a bunch of bands.
Well, all right. Okay, so think about it.
Right now I don't want to do that, Doug. I mean, we can certainly do that at some point. But what I'm saying here is that, and you're paying Ben Fong Torres a compliment. You're saying Ben Fong Torres is an Asian writer, and you want to be to writing what Ben Fong Torres was to rock and roll writing. No one is going to think of your ethnicity, or in your case, your sexual orientation.
That's pretty much it, Phil. And again, when we talk about Proposition 8, and as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I look at Proposition 8. Now, someone's going to say to me, aren't you glad? Well, here's what I'm glad about. Here's the thing that I think is bad about gay marriage. I don't like the idea of marriage. And I came up with a term that Jack Swanson picked up over at the other Orange County newspaper.
The Orange County. What is the other Orange County paper? I'm totally drawing a blank right now.
I am too. I work for the Courier. There's the Orange County Register.
The Orange County Register, right.
Well, Jack picked up on that, and I said, it's a civil union. Let's just call it what it is. Because I'm a gay man. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, one of the great things that gay people have brought to this thing called marriage is a sense of reality. And I think we need to bring a sense of reality to this thing called marriage. So I said to Jack, I'm going to call it a civil union, and he picked up on it. Next thing I know, a couple of writers from the LA Times picked up on it. And
so you coined the term civil union in one of your columns?
I did, yeah. And here's why I did. Marriage, we don't want to have anything to do with. As gay people, we want nothing to do with marriage because it's not a realistic term. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I bring to my writing reality. I bring to my writing a discriminating sense. I bring to my writing a focus and a very clear vision. And I think what gay people have brought to this idea of marriage is civil union, clarity. Is it marriage? No, it's not. There's no such thing as this fancy idea of a spiritual bonding. It is a financial agreement. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and from my perspective, and I have a very honest perspective, I realize what marriage is. It is a financial agreement, and that's why I call it a civil union.
And well, do you recommend that other gay people call it that, and that they just abandon this word marriage?
Well, I think they should abandon the word marriage because it really doesn't exist. I think if straight people want to fool themselves into thinking that such a thing exists, and I don't think such a thing exists, but if they want to fool themselves into thinking that there is a spiritual informing of the two people, I feel that it took gay people to say, all right, now, we'd like to do this too. Now, what do you call this? We call it marriage. Well, guess what? That it doesn't look like anything even approaching marriage to us. Let's call it what it is, a civil union. And I think that's why a lot of straight people got upset and said, well, now what you're doing is you're insulting our institution, so we don't want to have anything more to do with you. And, of course, the court said, well, you can't do that because it's not constitutional.
All right, we're talking with Doug Danger. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. So civil union is really what it ought to be called, whether it's straight people or gay people.
Absolutely. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'll tell you why I'm right. I'm right because as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I took a look at what they called marriage, and I realized that, well, people are getting divorced, people are stealing from each other, they're murdering each other, they're raping each other, they're beating each other. There's nothing spiritual about this. What is it really? It's a financial undertaking. It's a financial bond. And so when I used the term civil union in my column 2 years ago, and that was 2000 and just it was late 2007 when I really started using it a lot, and it got picked up on by a few of the other papers, got picked up on nationally. And I said the reason why I'm saying civil union is because as gay people we don't want to be embarrassed calling it marriage. And of course I got a lot of people, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You know.
Oh, so you felt it would be embarrassing for gay people to call it marriage?
Oh, it's absolutely embarrassing because if you call it marriage, that is associating gay people with straight people who have not really done such a great job. And so I just said, why don't we do this? Why don't we just call it a civil union? And
well, here is the thing, Doug. There are a lot of people who are gay who like the idea of calling it marriage. What do you say to them?
I say to them, don't let the propaganda of the straights fool you. It ain't no thing, as the man said, you know. It's not, you don't want to call it marriage because that doesn't exist. It's a financial undertaking called civil union. And even straight people are not married. They have a civil union too, but they fool themselves into thinking they're married. because they had a church wedding and they had all the kind of, you know, fancy stuff. I would hasten to say to you, Phil, the best thing that's ever happened to gay people is that column that I wrote in December of 2007 when I said, let's call it what it is, a civil union. And I got people calling me from all over the country saying, you know, we've never heard that term before. And I said, well, that's what it is. It's a civil union. And they said, for straight people, too, it's for straight people, too. Marriage is a made-up word. It doesn't exist as an actual thing.
And well, what would you say marriage is?
In the minds of people?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I've got to be very honest about that. And I'd have to say that in the minds of people, marriage is some fancy, it's like a fantasy, you know, of love and frolicking in the grass and you know, like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden or something like that, right? And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Do you know anybody that lives that has a marriage like that?
Do I know anyone that has a marriage like the Garden of Eden? No, I don't.
Okay, because it doesn't exist. That's what people think marriage is. It doesn't exist. Not gonna happen. So as a gay man and a gay journalist, I said, let's call it what it is, civil union.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. With me is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We're talking about gay marriage, and we're talking, I guess we're talking about gay civil union.
That's what it is, and we're talking about straight civil union, too.
Straight civil union. Marriage doesn't really exist because marriage is some kind of a love thing, right?
Well, no, it's not a love thing, because love is in all. Marriage is a spiritual thing that I think you and I can both agree doesn't exist, because just because a guy married his wife doesn't mean it's spiritual, because a week later he cut her up into, you know, little pieces and put her in a suitcase and left her on the side of a road. How's that spiritual? See? So as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I said, well, that's not spiritual. And,
well, what about the people that are married and are married happily? And
you said it yourself, Phil, during a pre-show, people that are married and married happily, it should be called civil union for gays and straights. End of story. Marriage is a fairy tale. It doesn't really exist for 99% of all couples. End the use of this term. And, you know, I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but I don't want to talk out of school. But the term that I came up with, civil union. And
well, I just don't I think there's a level of romance, you know.
All right, but we're not talking about a romantic novel right now. We're talking about something that people argued about.
Well, look. I know, and I never did understand that term. You know, we want to use the word marriage. We want to use the word merit.
Everybody needs to use the right term, which is civil union. Marriage is like it never has really existed in the sense that people have said. And I, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I know that it's difficult for people to hear that. But I think we now need to end the use of the term marriage and just use civil union for gays and straights. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but if you would come out and endorse this, Phil, you're straight.
Well, I don't know. I mean, sure. I mean, are you saying an official document?
Everything. Official everything. Marriage, it doesn't exist, and I think it's a misnomer. So as a straight man, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. All right, Phil? Phil, okay?
Yes, 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 of course.
All right. Well, as you're straight, and I would want you to endorse using civil union so that a gay man and a gay journalist and a straight can say that.
All right, I endorse only using civil union.
You agree with me?
Yeah, I do agree with you. I
that means that you cannot use the term marriage in any communication. You cannot need to use the term marriage in any communication with any government official or any kind of official paper. I can't say marriage certificate. All right, in conversation, you have to limit the use of it. So what we're doing is we're...
Well, I don't know what you mean by conversation.
I guess you're not. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I know what you are, Doug, but I don't know what you mean by limiting the use of the word marriage.
Get rid of it. It has no meaning in our society for gays or straights. That's what I mean.
All right, hold on. That's what I thought he meant. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. So should we end the term marriage and just use civil union for gays and straights? Doug Danger endorses that because he wrote a column, I don't know, 3 years ago where he says he first used the term civil union and it took off with a lot of people. They like it. It's clear. It's more descriptive. It's more accurate. And the term marriage should not be allowed in any official documents and should be limited in how much we use it in everyday speech. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Doug Danger here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
As a gay man and a gay journalist,
I understand.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What? Did he say marriage?
Welcome back here on the Phil Henry Show this evening as we continue to follow up on the recent court ruling on Proposition 8 and the fact that it was overturned here in the state of California. It was a proposition that was passed by the voters, and it was ruled unconstitutional by a higher court, a federal court. Joining us is Doug Danger. Mr. Danger with the Orange County Courier is a writer. Doug is also gay. And talking about the use of the term civil union, as opposed to the words marriage, that is the problem, right, Doug?
Yeah, it was funny, you know. I'll give you an example, and you're my friend, Phil, and I respect you, but you just said that like a straight guy, right, Doug? In other words, you sounded just like one of those early morning hosts that my mom used to watch on TV. Right, Doug? You know, and so as a straight man, you know, you're straight, and you're so obviously straight that I like the fact that you have endorsed not using the word marriage. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm unpredictable. I'm not going to go, right, Phil, and if that sounds so predictable. I'm very unpredictable. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, what did I say? I said, you know what? Marriage doesn't mean anything. Marriage is associated with what? Financial rape, getting screwed by your partner, a sexless existence, losing custody of your children, infidelity, venereal disease, passive-aggressive arguments, violence. I mean, just using the word civil union will automatically make these unions last longer because nobody wants to be associated with a word that means getting bent over and viciously raped by a woman when you're a man. And so when you went, right, Doug? You know,
what is it with you? You know, that's, I'm beginning to get a little offended here. And
why?
Right, Phil? You know, what am I, a stereotype?
I think if you ask gay people, straight people are very stereotypical in their behavior, but no, I don't think you're a stereotype so much as you were not being very creative, right, Doug? You know, sounded like kind of a lame way to throw it to me. And
all right, well, all I was trying to do is say that the word civil union, in your opinion, need to be marriage is the problem.
Marriage, the word marriage is the problem.
All right, yeah. 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger with me here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk about gay marriage, marriage and beyond. Michelle, listening to us on KTLK in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Michelle. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Marriage is an institution, and you cannot change an institution that's so deeply embedded in people by changing the word.
What do you mean it's an institution? You can't even define it. You don't even know what it is.
What marriage is, exactly. It's, you know, so many things to so many different people. It is an
institution. So it has no meaning. It has no meaning. And that means we've got to give something that has meaning and codify it in law. So when we codify in law civil union, we know what that means, a business arrangement between a man and a woman that will ensure they're protecting each other, their security, their financial security, the protection of the children, and give the names of the parents to the children. Everything else, if you'll pardon the expression, everything else is horse you know what. You know, it just doesn't mean anything. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. It took a gay man to show straight people the way.
Well, Doug.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, it took a gay man to come up with the term civil union so that straight people could pull their heads out of their, you know.
All right. I'm sorry. What were you going to say, Michelle?
I was going to say, I also think that marriage, we should work, instead of trying to change the institution, we should work to make marriage a fair institution. Yeah, it is something that's codified, and it should be codified fairly for all people, you know. So, I mean,
do you agree with gay union?
With gay marriage? Yes.
No, I didn't say gay marriage. I don't want anything to do with gay marriage. I don't want anything to do with an institution that means financial rape. Do you agree with gay union? Or the gay unification?
That would be rape. There could be rape in any kind of relationship, though.
At least in a civil union, you know you're going to get raped. If you tell someone that...
What does that mean, you know you're going to get raped?
If you tell somebody they're going to... going to be in a civil union, then you're thinking financial, and you're thinking, okay, what is that?
That's music. We got to take a break.
You got to take a break. I was talking to a woman here about something very important. You know what, Phil?
We'll be back, okay?
Yeah, I know, but I was talking about how you could get just as easily raped in a gay union as you could in a gay... I'm a gay man. And a gay...
Phil Hendry.
Oh, gee, dude.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hold on. We're on with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. What did I tell you?
Didn't you tell me that you thought marriage was a load?
Of course I think marriage is a load. I think anybody that knows me knows that I think marriage is a complete and utter load. But that does not mean Phil Hendry's experience is everybody else's experience.
No, but you did say that you felt that marriage was a twisted and sadistic joke. Played on people.
I think in the hands of some people, yes. I think in the hands of some people, yes.
In your experience?
I'm not. I mean, why would I be talking this way? No, I don't like marriage. Okay? But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing for other people.
I'm telling you, and this is why, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, Phil, I'm gay. And it took a gay man and a gay journalist to express this point of view so that straights could understand it. Now, you can talk all you want about marriage, but the word marriage has come to mean so many negative things that gay people would be way better off, and straight people, frankly. But right now, I can only hope gay people begin to use the term civil union so that we will have stronger bonds, because nobody wants to be associated with a word that means venereal disease that you contracted from your wife's lover. I'm sorry to put it that way.
Well, what are you so angry about?
My father was cheated on by my
I don't mean to add, did he get...
Yes, he did.
Your father contracted venereal disease from your mother.
That she got from some, I don't know, this guy, they said that the guy had done some work around the house.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, should we get rid of the word marriage? And just stay with the term civil union. Doug Danger is telling us here this evening that we should, because marriage has stopped meaning anything, and that even straight people should use it, that the word marriage should be taken out of everyday conversation. It should be taken out of the words, I mean, everywhere, right?
That's right. As far as we can control the use of that word, if we can eliminate it from the uses in books, the uses in magazines, when people want to use it in conversation, use some method so that we discourage people from saying the word marriage. We can't hear it anymore because it has come to mean what it meant to my father, venereal disease from a black gardener. And I'm sorry, Phil.
That's who your mother was
Yes, sir.
Who was...
It's a very emotional topic for me.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Chris in Houston. You're from the South, too, Doug, right?
Yeah, South Carolina.
Okay, Chris, go ahead.
Okay, you know, my big concern here is that I have no problem with gay marriage at all. I just don't really understand why we need to sit here and take the word marriage out of our vernacular because of bad experiences by some people in the world. A civil union, yes, a marriage is a civil union, but a marriage,
right.
The word marriage means more to me personally and the people I know. I mean, the population of the world, I can't see dropping down to my knees and asking my fiance, hey, will you enter into a civil union with me? That's ridiculous. I mean,
let's look at that. What are you getting on your knee and asking her for? All you're asking her is let's make this official, so that financially I can protect you, you can protect me. What are you going on your knee for and doing all this fancy stuff when you know there's a good chance? I'm not saying it'll happen, but there's a better than 50% chance that you're going to wind up either killing her or beating her half to death.
Why would you say something like that?
I think that comment comes from some deep-seated issues with marriage, you know.
He's seeing issues.
And I think
wait a minute. Do you read a newspaper, sir? Do you read a newspaper, sir? It happens every day. It happens every day.
Hold on, Doug.
No. You're saying there's a 50% chance that I will either kill. You're saying there's a 50% chance I'm going to kill my wife because I use the word marriage.
I'm saying the following thing. When you imbue something with the expectation that marriage imbues a relationship, when you make it seem like it's a big-time spiritual, Olympic event, and it turns out just to be what it is, which is it's now official, we are legally, financially tied together, and you get disappointed, you're going to wind up one day as you're going into the refrigerator for a beer, she's going to say something you didn't like, and you'll backhand her before you even knew what happened.
In certain parts of the world, perhaps that's okay. But you know what? It's the person, Doug. That's what you got to understand. It's not the population. It's the person. I can guarantee you that
her, and you're going to see teeth.
No, you know what? I really hope, you know, in if you're a
gay man and a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm going to tell a straight guy this.
All right, I can't hear anybody.
Gay man and a gay journalist. I understand that.
Right, and I'm having to tell a straight guy.
You don't have to tell me that I'm going to go to the refrigerator, get a beer, and cut my wife's head off. That doesn't make any sense. You're trying to change the world. You gay marriage, you whatever, dude. It doesn't matter. Civil union,
I don't want gay marriage. I want gay civil union.
I understand that it is a financial contract. Okay, that's obvious.
Right.
You cannot take away from the population the word marriage out of a conversation.
Let me jump in because I think what Chris is saying and a lot of people have said, Doug. There are a lot of straight people calling up tonight saying, we agree with gay marriage. We agree with the rights of gay people to marry. But we don't agree with just getting rid of that word.
Well, that's not good enough.
What do you mean it's not good enough?
For a straight to say, I like gay marriage, like they begrudgingly now say, okay, why don't you guys come on into the world? We've created a venereal disease and murder. We're saying we don't want that. We want civil union. So we now require straight people to come to the table on that.
What do you mean we require?
I'll tell you, Phil, you need a lot longer than 3 hours to talk to this guy because he's off his rocker.
Well, I'm off my rocker. Tell me, you're telling me that I'm wrong, that marriage has represented down through the years suitcases all over the city with body parts in them.
No, can I ask you this question? Can I ask
good
your
Lord.
Question? In a gay civil union, are you telling me that there's not a 50% chance that a gay man
There's a difference. We aren't sitting there going, oh, marriage. We're saying civil union. We're saying business agreement. We're not fooling ourselves into saying this is some kind of a love fest, man. This is a business arrangement, and that's all it is.
Do you believe that there is such a thing as love in a relationship, Doug?
What?
Exactly.
Do you believe that there is love in a relationship?
There is love, and sometimes love dies. There is sometimes stand together for the kids, and sometimes stand together for security. You people don't know what it is to live a lifetime with another human being. Sometimes it's got nothing to do with love, okay? I saw my mother give my father venereal disease from some guy that was driving a Miller truck.
Wait a minute. You said it was a black gardener.
Now it's a
Miller truck.
I beg pardon? Yeah, this guy thinks it's funny. This guy thinks it's funny that some guy's father got the clap from a dude driving a
truck. I think it's funny that you said he was a gardener and now he drives a truck.
A Miller truck.
No, sir. Yes, you did. Well, I might have been thinking about a friend of mine.
All right, listen, thank you very much for your call, Chris. 877-876-PHIL. Thanks for your call. Let's go over to Jill here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, listening on WTAR. Hello, Jill. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Doug.
Yes, ma'am. What can we do for you?
That guy was crazy because all he wants to do...
Hold on. Doug, I've got another caller on the line. That gentleman's gone.
Okay, here. Doug, I got one for you. If you say that you're a gay man and a gay journalist one more time, I think I'm going to go nuts. I think everybody in the whole world got
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. There, go nuts.
Really? You've got
because
to get me.
I'll tell you what. You're going to go crazier as a married woman thinking it's got anything to do with anything other than money.
How about this? Here's what I'm going to say. My name's not Jill. I'm a straight married woman. 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 My point is, who cares?
You sound like a babbling
idiot. You want to be, you want to have a civil union. No, you want to have a civil union. Knock yourself out. No one is saying that. But why do you want to change marriage? You're bitter party of one.
Because it is the problem with marriage that we call
it's not your problem. It's not your problem. It's not your problem. You're a gay. You're a gay man and a gay journalist. You don't have to get married.
And we're going to have a civil union.
Well, guess what? I don't want you to call it a civil union.
Nope.
I don't want you to call it a civil union.
You're
going to
call it a civil union.
I'm going to make up a
name. Because if you keep calling it marriage, you're going to wind up, your head is going to be in an icebox. I don't know how else to say it.
You're saying that because of marriage, and the reason why we call it marriage, is because there's going to be violence.
No, there's going to be violence. And the reason,
the problem with you is you've lost every ounce.
Yes.
Anything that you have to stand for because you sound like a nut.
Jill, why don't you shut up, okay? I may be a gay man or a gay journalist, but I could pop a woman in the chops just as
well. Okay, hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute.
I can belt, I can knock her teeth out just as fast as. You know what? You sound like my mother.
No,
the one that contracted the STD from the.
Black Gardner?
Women because of what happened to you. And I'm sorry.
By the way, your phone. By the way, Jill, your phone. This is your phone. That's your phone. I just wanted you to know that. Nice job. Picking the phone out.
I guess you have a better one than I do because you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
No, because I just bought a better phone.
Dude, I'm for real.
Talk about walking into a propeller.
Okay, Doug, what's the point here, man? This lady is making this point. If she wants to call it marriage, she can call it marriage.
No, she can't. No, she can't. That's the difference between me and the average
That's the difference
jackass.
Between straight people and you. We say this, if you want to get married, congratulations.
What do you mean, straight people and me? What are you, against gay people? You a homophobe? You're a homophobe.
I'm saying to you that you should be able to do what you want to do. You should be able to.
Well,
not the
difference between me and straight people, there's a lot of straight people that agree with me. What do you think about that?
I don't know any.
It doesn't matter if you know them. There's a lot of them who agree with me. What do you think
about that? Okay, well, what about this? I'm going to hang the phone up because I'm going to keep listening because I want to hear the one that calls in they believe that what you say
is
that all straight people are...
But we haven't had any straight people that agree with you, Doug.
We got straight people out there that are thirsting for a way out of beating their wives and throwing their kids down. Forget it.
Honest to God. I think that right there goes to show.
All right.
Total nut job. Sorry.
Yes.
Thank you for having my call.
Thank you. No, but thank you for calling us, Jill. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
877-876-PHIL. What happened to Doug, man?
I'll get him back on.
Well, he got frustrated there because I think what he's trying to emphasize, it is his belief, and I can't fault him too much, it is his belief that marriage has produced some pretty unholy unions. Now, having said that, to get rid of the word marriage, go ahead. I believe the gay people ought to be able to use the word marriage.
What are you looking at me for?
Because I'm talking out of here. I'll get Doug back on the line. 877-877. You're right. Why was I looking at you? You look like Doug Danger. That's why.
No, see, that's wrong.
Never mind. 877-876-PHIL. The world famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
I'm going to throw a kid down a dumb waiter.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. More of your phone calls coming up. Your father got back from Vietnam and what?
My father came back to Vietnam and discovered that he had a venereal disease given to him by my mother. And I can still remember my father going into the garage. What happened in those days, my father came back from Vietnam. He had, I don't know, probably it was a lot of money, but it didn't cost him anything. He had a lot of stereo equipment. He had Panasonic this. He had Sony that. And he'd go into the garage and he'd put on that Panasonic tuner and it made him feel good. And he come back from Vietnam with all his stereo equipment, all his hi-fi equipment, knowing that my mother, who'd been shacking up with some guy that, rents cars at Avis,
Your father had gotten back from Vietnam.
Yeah.
And he found out he had a venereal disease.
That's right.
How do you know he didn't get it over there?
Well, you know, that's a hell of a thing to say about it. I mean, it's possible, but that's a hell of a thing to say about our fighting men.
And oh, come on, man. I mean, it sounded to me like your father, he's buying stereo equipment. What else was he buying over there?
Oh, so you're saying what? See, that's not going to change my mind about marriage. Just because my old man might have gotten it from, from Boku Sally.
You know what, Doug? Your father's got nothing to do with this, all right? Because if you make it about your father and your mother, then everybody, what they're saying is truth. You have some psychological issues with straight marriage, even though you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
That's right. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm speaking out on behalf of my father, who was a straight man and a straight Marine, and come back with... So I don't know what it is you're saying, but a Marine doesn't come back to Vietnam with a Chinese itch because if you're saying what you're saying...
The Chinese itch.
If that's what you're saying, my old man had.
And didn't get it from your mom. That's what I'm saying, okay? 877-876-PHIL. God, man, it sounds to me like we're off the topic here. Here's Ron in Salem, Massachusetts. Go ahead, Ron.
I'm saying to you that regardless, that's what marriage does.
Go ahead,
Doug,
yeah.
Doug, can you shut up for a second, please? Honestly,
don't tell me to shut up. Don't tell me to shut up.
Well, wait a minute.
I'll just talk more.
Wait a minute.
You just told me to shut up. Now you tell me to wait a minute.
Doug, I'm gonna put you on hold in a minute. Go on.
Why is it that you have to keep saying you're a gay man and a gay journalist? It's nauseating. It really is. You're giving me.
I'm sorry. You got an issue with it. You got an issue with that? You got
wait
an issue with a guy being gay? You don't like a guy being gay?
You know what
I'm
you
a gay
you
man
live.
And a gay journalist.
You live.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Your libs make me
you
sick.
Understand
you're trying to break. You're trying to ruin another foundation of America. Marriage is marriage.
You've ruined it already. Raping your wives, beating your wives, beating your kids. Now you've done a good job.
No, I'm not married. I was married. I never cheated on my wife.
You were married.
No reason,
well, that's exactly. If more guys thought like you, we could clean it up. I'm talking about civil union. I'm not talking about marriage. I'm talking about civil union.
You want to ruin a foundation of another thing that's important in America? You want to ruin that, too? What else you want to ruin?
What's important about it if you wind up getting divorced? I don't understand.
What the hell do you think keeps society going? Man and a woman. They create a family. Families create more families. What are you, an idiot?
Are you an idiot? You know that people get divorced? You know that people get divorced and raise their kids?
When you go to bed at night, man,
you think about the wife that you divorced. If society has kept going by marriage, how smart does that make you that you got divorced?
Doug, when you go to bed at night, you hop in bed with.
No, answer my question, man. Did you or did you not get a divorce? Yes, you did. You want to know why? Because you ain't too bright.
I got a divorce because
that's what keeps society going.
So what? It happens.
It happens. Well, guess what else is going to happen? Gay marriage. It happens.
Doug, were you ever married?
You want to talk about it?
Doug, were you ever married?
Was I ever married? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Were you ever married?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Question.
I have civil union. I get in civil unions, man, not marriage.
Gays don't
have
marriage married?
Because, I don't know, man. What do you call being
married?
Were you married?
Were you married?
Were you married?
Wait a minute. What is this about here?
You know what I'm going to do? I just might get on a plane and fly back to Salem and kick ass on some dumbass redneck in Massachusetts just to keep the
show up.
Hold on for a minute. Both of you guys. Doug, hey, Ron.
What?
Doug, that's uncalled for.
Hey, this guy's pissing me off. Were you married? Hey, moron.
Doug, you go to
what
bed
is
at
the,
night
Ron?
With a guy? You go to bed at night with a guy or an animal, don't you? You do.
You know, someday I'm going to be going to bed with you. I'm going to have you sharing my bunk with me, sweetie.
No.
What do you think of that? Yeah.
No, you,
hey,
you know what?
Spread the word in Salem, Massachusetts. Ron is going to be Doug's girlfriend. I swear I'm going to make that
my personal project,
sweetheart. I'm going to make it my personal project, sweetheart. Does that make you sick? Does that scare you, sweetie?
All right, look at Doug. Stop it.
No, this guy started it. Civil union.
Liberalism is a mental disorder. Honest to God.
Embolism? What is it?
Liberalism.
What's it called? Liberalism? Yeah. What's the liberalism we're talking about?
Doug, you know what? What happened? You had a bad experience with a woman? What did she treat you? Did she walk
no,
all over
you? No, I had a real good experience with a guy just like you. In fact, it might have been.
I said with a woman.
Yeah,
you don't listen to
not, no. I had a real good experience with your. I had a real good experience with your old lady. Maybe that's
Doug,
why you got divorced.
Doug, here he is, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I know. I had a very good experience with a woman, your wife.
Yeah, which one? You don't even know what. Would you hate your mother?
The last one. That last one.
Hated
that
your
she
mother,
said to me,
you?
And I hate to say it. I don't want to, you know, break any confidences. But she said, "Have you? You know the term cocktail friend?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. That's it. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, Ron. Doug, I think that's the most juvenile thing that I...
No, what do you mean juvenile?
Cocktail Frank.
Well, he pissed me off. He's telling me all about how, he called me the F word.
No, he didn't. He didn't do any of that stuff.
You know, I hate coming on your program, man, because I wound up sounding like an ass.
Well, you got that right.
Phil Hendry.
I'll never come on.